This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Stand up for your country. We have some new insights into the hush money trial of Donald Trump that I think you're going to find interesting. We're going to have that a little bit later on. I have to get the presidential politics out of the way first. And things are really getting crazy out there. That's the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So yesterday, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, 84 years old, appeared on NBC, which, as we all know, is a wellness spa for liberals. Listen to this. Roll it.
But there are those who have real legitimate concerns about immigration, globalization, innovation, and what does that mean for their job and their family's future? And we have to address those concerns. And Joe Biden is doing that. Created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And
I don't
he has
think
the worst.
That anybody can accuse and me of that.
Apologist just corrected the record. So look, when you hear stuff like that, and here are the facts, in case Nancy Pelosi wants to jot them down, which of course she doesn't. So when COVID hit, under Trump, unemployment was 4.4%, a pretty strong number, okay? Remember, Trump was elected because Barack Obama's economy was shaky when Obama left office. So 4.4% was a pretty good number. When Trump left office, unemployment was down to 6.3% from a whopping, was over 20 in COVID because everything shut down. And then when COVID kind of ebbed a little bit, companies were slow to take people back. As you know, everybody knows this. So 6.3 was a pretty good number compared to the rest of the world. Plus, they didn't care anything about that. She knows she could say anything on MSNBC, and she was caught by surprise, as you saw the expression on her face, by Ms. Ter, who ordinarily wouldn't do that. Now, the reason that Ms. Ter did it was because, very quietly, NBC executives, after the debacle of Rona McDaniel, where the company took a mammoth hit, NBC News is at the lowest ebb ever since it's been on the air. Very quietly, they said to MSNBC, look, we know you're a bunch of left-wing loons, and loons watch you, and we make money from the lunacy. We know that. But you got to dial it back a little. You can't be just insane. Okay? And that's what Ter got that memo. So that's what she said. So now Ter can point to that, say, look, I'm not in the, whatever they say. That's why it happened. But Pelosi was like, whoa, wait, this is MSNBC. I'm never challenged here. I can say whatever I want to say. So Pelosi is a propagandist, period. There's no credibility. Anybody who listens to her is listening because they like what she has to say. Pelosi on October 18th, 2022, basically said that Biden is doing a spectacular job. Well, at that point, inflation for necessities was at 30%. At that point, the border was open, still is. He's like, you look at it, you go, that's a spectacular job. But it doesn't really matter in that world. Okay? So they'll say anything and they get away with it. But they didn't get away with it this time. So when you are analyzing the presidential race, you've got to take the media out of it. And that's hard to do. It's never really been done. Americans depend on the media to get information about the race. But the information that you're getting is false. More often than it's not false. And that's why I'm here. And that's the only reason I'm here, trust me. Because I will not do that, ever. And that's the memo. So Joe Biden didn't do anything today on behalf of the people. As, you know, now we're going, 70% of his time is spent on raising money for his campaign and other Democrats, and he's in Delaware doing that today. It's a shame, but that's who he is. He's not engaged in public policy or problem solving at all. So Gallup, a polling agency that's, excuse me, fairly credible, does a poll, recent poll, just out, 1,001 adults. They just couldn't do 1,000. They had to do 1,001. But they shouldn't be polling adults. That brings down the credibility of the Gallup poll. It should be registered voters, people who are engaged in a process, not people smoking crack in, you know, some kind of commune someplace. Yeah, they can vote, but they don't know anything. So why poll them? So the very simple question, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job? This is Gallup. Approve 38, disapprove 58, no opinion 4. Okay. Then Gallup lists the modern presidents at this time in their office, about 3.5 years. Okay. Biden has the lowest approval rating of any of them. All right, at 38%. So George H.W. Bush, 42%. That was the recession. Barack Obama, 46%. Trump, 47%. Carter, 48%. W. Bush, 51%. That was 9/11, still resonating. Bill Clinton, 53%. Good economy under Clinton. Nixon, 54%. Reagan, 54.5%. Eisenhower, whopping 73%. Because the Korean War was winding down and it was the 1950s. Okay, so Biden, in modern times, is the lowest approval, job approval rating, period, of any of them. But Nancy Pelosi goes, he's spectacular. So the facts are the facts. CNN poll, I did this yesterday. I don't want to do it again. Has Trump up by 6 over Biden. And when RFK and the others in the mix, Trump's up by 9. So I reported that last night on the No Spin News. And I also said, I don't believe the poll. And I don't. I think it's much tighter than that. But I could be wrong, right? Yeah. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming. Might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill. Or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill. Or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Joining us now is a guy who's rarely wrong, and he's a pretty precise man. His name is Doug Schoen, coming to us from Miami. He's a Democrat political strategist. There's a book out you might check, Four Presidents, Kennedy, Nixon, Biden, Trump, Leaders Who Changed History and Changing Times. Okay. So when you saw the CNN poll come out, you said to yourself, what?
I said, as I should, Bill O'Reilly's right again. That is, this is a very close race, Bill. It's a couple of points either way. I don't think Trump has a 6 or 9 point lead. I certainly don't think, given his approval rating, Biden has a lead at all. But basically, given where the race is, given where it was in 2020, this is a couple of point race either way, with the advantage to Trump for the reasons you cite, the low approval of Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, is anything likely to change? I have said, and I believe this to be true, it's just a gut guess. Something going to happen between now and the vote in November. Something fairly significant that's going to tilt it one way or the other. But say that doesn't happen. Is there anything that could shift public opinion, any policy, any kind of report financially that could really hurt Joe Biden at this point? Or is all the bad news out?
Very good question, when you don't get anywhere else, Bill. Here's what I think. Nothing significant happens. We're going to have a 1 or 2 point race as we did 4 years ago. What's most likely to happen? My guess is more bad news than good news. There could be an expanded conflict in the Middle East. We all hope that doesn't happen. If that does, the polling suggests it'll hurt Joe Biden. Inflation is stubbornly high. If it stays high, it will most likely hurt Joe Biden. If we get better economic news, lower inflation, lower prices at the pump in the grocery store, it will help Joe Biden, help him marginally, because prices are up over the term of his time in office. My best guess, close election advantage Donald Trump for the reasons we've been discussing.
Okay, so the specter of a terror attack on the United States is high. And there's a lot of chatter, I understand. Remember, I wrote Killing the Killers. We have excellent sources in the U.S. intelligence apparatus. A lot of chatter. More chatter than usual about some kind of attack within the United States by the Islamists. This, again, is speculation. Nobody wants it to happen. And if you do want it to happen out there, you're really, you know, in emotional trouble. You don't want people to die, all right, so your political candidate wins one way or the other. But the heightened risk of a terror attack, if it happens, that's the end of Joe Biden because of the open border, correct?
I would think more likely than not it would. There would be a very short-term country rallying around the president if a tragedy like that happened. But Bill, to be candid, given what's happened since the pullout from Afghanistan, given what's happened in Ukraine, what's happening in the Middle East, I believe if it was more than 30 days before the election, something like that, a tragedy like that happened, it would redound to the benefit of Donald Trump and the GOP.
See, I disagree with you here. I don't think Biden's going to get a people coalescing around him like Bush did, because the open border is on everybody's mind. And so many people on the terror watch list have been taken into custody. These are facts. Now, it would have to be, the authorities would have to find out who the terrorists were that did this act and where they came from, but that's not that hard to do. We knew it was Al-Qaeda on 9/11 very, very quickly. We knew they were in Afghanistan, which is why we went into Afghanistan, because the Taliban wouldn't do anything about them. So if there's a terror attack, I think that just gives Trump a pass right into the White House. Let's go to falling food prices. If inflation comes down, Doug, and we only have six more months of reporting now, the restaurants I go to aren't dropping their prices. The grocery stores aren't dropping there. They're going to keep them there. Now, oil is a different matter. Gas prices are up and down. Now they're up 40 cents a gallon in my town in the last 3 weeks. Gas prices are up. And there's a million reasons. But food prices are going to remain stubbornly high, even if the inflation rate drops a little bit. And that's what the Democrats don't understand. They think they can sell this macroeconomic view. That's what Chris Cuomo does to me. I'll be on Cuomo tomorrow night for everybody who's interested in that on News Nation. But I say to myself, people aren't economists. They go in and they buy stuff that they used to spend 25% less. And that's not changing between now and November, Doug. It's not.
Well, 2 points, and I think you're ultimately right about that, Bill. First, people make judgments based on the totality of the experience in the last 4 years. And even if prices do come down, the net impact will be up 20, 22, 25%. Also, go back to 92, Bill. The third quarter, I think, and fourth quarter ultimately proved to be good news for George H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton benefited at the polls because people's retrospective analysis of the economy was, as you suggested during your comments earlier, that we were in a recession, not coming out of one. So
yeah.
If I had to bet, as I tried to suggest, there's much more likelihood of bad news than good news for Joe Biden.
For Biden. I can't see any good news because he's never in the White House. He doesn't do anything. Blinken's over there trying to get some kind of deal. All right. And Biden didn't even. And the protesters, Doug? He puts out a mealy mouth statement today, Biden does. I'm going to do it tomorrow because I want to analyze the statement, which is what I do now. I don't just jump at it. We hammered him on Monday saying, where's Biden on the protests? Where is he? Nothing. Nothing. And now he's put out a statement, but I got to take a look at it. Final question for you. When you come on with your analysis with me and other media people, and you tell the truth, because you do, and that's why we have you on here. Do your Democrat friends get mad at you?
Oh, yes.
Do they?
Bill, we live in a country where sadly your talking points, your memo, are correct. It is a totally polarized world where what you say and what you believe represent a theology rather than analysis or considered reflection. The great benefit of coming on with you is you tell the truth as you know it. We disagree as adults, and I believe from the feedback I get from your viewers, they benefit greatly from the uniqueness of your broadcast.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's why we're here.
They do.
So we'll check in with you probably late May, early June. And if you get new polling, sure. Let us know, Doug. And it's always a privilege. It really is. I don't use that word a lot, but you're one of our mainline guests, and we really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay, Morehouse College. You ever heard of it? Atlanta, Georgia, historically black school. Good school. Okay. Just so you know, full disclosure, I support Talladega College in Alabama, which is another historically black school, but it's poor. It's a poor college. But Morehouse is a fairly good place. So Joe Biden is set to give the commencement in Atlanta at Morehouse, May 19th. And now some professors and students at that college that they don't want Biden showing up. And it's all about Gaza, Israel. So story broke and a bunch of professors at Morehouse College saying we're not going to sit with Biden on the stage with him or anything else. Andrew Douglas, political science professor, quote, I've spoken with several faculty members who say under no conditions are they going to sit on a stage with Joe Biden. It's on everybody's mind, unquote. Now, this is interesting because there is tension between the African-American and Jewish communities in America. There's a long history. A lot of it has to do with real estate, landlords in the northern cities, but there's tension. Now, I was surprised. Because Biden has gone out of his way with the DEI, the equity, and all of that. But now in Morehouse, because of this, they don't want him. At least some of them don't want him. Hunter Biden suing the Fox News Channel. Okay, so he hires Mark Geragos. You know him, right? He's a TV guy. He's a good lawyer. And they're going to sue Fox. And they're suing... I'm reading you Geragos' words, okay? So Fox is involved with a conspiracy and subsequent actions to defame Hunter Biden, paint him in a false light, the unlicensed commercial exploitation of his image, name, and likeness, and the unlawful publication of hacked intimate images of him, unquote. Here's another one. For the past 5 years, Fox News has relentlessly attacked Hunter Biden, made him a caricature in order to boost ratings and for its financial gain. The recent indictment of FBI informant Smirnov has exposed a conspiracy of disinformation as fueled by Fox, enabled by their paid agents, and monetized by the Fox Enterprise. We plan on holding them accountable, unquote. So this guy Smirnov, he was the guy who accused Joe and Hunter Biden of taking $5 million bribes from Ukraine each. And Smirnov has been arrested by the FBI. But Smirnov worked for the FBI at one time before he was arrested. Okay. Now, this lawsuit is going to go nowhere. Fox is not going to settle it because Hunter Biden brought all this on himself. The images of him came from his own laptop, which he left in a pawn shop someplace. So I'm reading this and I'm going, this is not going to work. But I guess Garagos, and I'm sure he's taking it on contingency, which means Hunter's not just paying expenses. So Fox issued a statement. So Mr. Biden's a public figure, has been a subject of investigations, blah, 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 blah. But the court's going to throw it out, probably in summary judgment. Okay. Lawsuit. The United States of lawsuits. That's where we are. Colombia. Okay, so the protesters this morning broke into the Hamilton Hall at Columbia University. Broke in. That's against the law. Okay? And are occupying it. They're still there. So far, at airtime here, we're taping in the afternoon of Tuesday. NYPD has not even been called. Columbia officials didn't even call them, even though somebody broke in to a hall on campus. They didn't call them. Hey, you get what you deserve, Columbia University. Now, most of these people who are doing all this aren't students there. I wrote a column on it. It's on BillO'Reilly.com. It's free. Who's behind all this? But Columbia University is getting what it deserves because it's a far-left institution with no leadership, and it's finished. Columbia will never come back in the eyes of most Americans. Would you send your kid there for $85,000? Not me. I'd rather have my kid go to a community college and send him to Columbia. UT Austin, University of Texas in Austin, same thing. Outside agitators descend on campus. They've taken a little bit of a tougher roll down there in Austin. More than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested yesterday, just yesterday. Okay, and rocks, they had a cache of rocks that they, I guess, were going to throw at people. I don't know. So they got problems in Austin, but not nearly what they have in New York City at Columbia. New poll, Harvard-Harris. This is Mark Penn's crew. 1,961 registered voters. Republican, 36. Democrat, 37. Independent, 23. Fair poll. Do you approve of the job Biden is doing in the Israel-Hamas conflict? Just 39% approve. Okay. In this conflict, do you support Israel or Hamas? Israel 80, Hamas 20. So this is what I've been saying from the very beginning. These protests do not reflect public opinion in America. These are loons, far left progressive loons, and they are backed by big money, in some case, George Soros money, to do this destruction on the college campuses. Not like Vietnam at all. This is totally contrived. All right, Trump trial. Here's what you need to know about this. I'm going to cut through all the BS. The judge Marcan fines Trump $9,000 today, which is not even lunch money for him, for violating his gag order. Number one, the gag order is unconstitutional because the other people in the trial, Michael Cohen, are not under gag orders. If you're going to have a gag order, you got to gag everybody. You can't just gag the defendant. That's crazy. So Trump ignored the gag order. His lawyers knew it, but they wanted this to happen. They wanted Trump to get fined because of appeals. This is all about appeals. This is, they know the odds are they're going to get convicted in a New York City courtroom. They might not. There might be a hung jury. But if they get convicted, they got now 10 things they can bring in to show the Court of Appeals in New York. And if it doesn't go their way state, they'll take it federal. They get, look at all the misbehavior here. It's the same Weinstein thing. Weinstein gets his conviction thrown out because the judge didn't conduct a fair trial. He brought other things in that were not what the prosecution was charging Weinstein with. Exactly the same thing has happened to Trump. Exactly. Same state, New York. And the Trump lawyers know all this, so they're just biding their time, and they're going to appeal it forever. And in the end, Trump will win the appeals, I predict. So that's what's going on. Cancel culture, woke. We got those mugs. I hope you're ordering those mugs because they're going to sell out. We're moving not woke mugs like crazy. I'll tell you about that later. But you need to know that Jerry Seinfeld, the billionaire comedian, first comedian ever to become a billionaire, he's not woke. Here's what he's saying. Go.
It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expect it. There'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke. Well, that's the end of your comedy.
That's it. And it's true. I mean, I don't know one funny show on television now. I mean, intentionally funny. Okay? And they're scared to death. That's one of the reasons that, you know, when I left Fox News 7 years ago, I was pleased in the sense that no one could tell me what to do or say ever again. No one did at Fox. I got to be fair. Nobody said, hey, O'Reilly, you better not say that, or you better say that. That never happened there in the 20 years plus that I was there. Even in the beginning when I wasn't a ratings monster, when I was just starting out to build it, nobody did that. However, most television networks do. And the entertainment industry, we ran a story about Friends yesterday in the History Report where it was the last show, okay? And the creator of Friends go, oh, if I had known now, I wouldn't have had all those white people in the show. Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know about that. All I know is the show worked. So why are you disparaging the show? Anyway, Seinfeld's right. I met Seinfeld once. I had a very funny conversation with him. He made fun of my jacket. And I tower over him. It was a funny conversation and a good give and take. Anyway, I'll tell you about it someday.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Smart life. All right. So as you know, Holly the Terror Dog has had some health problems. Even today, I was kind of watching Holly and, you know, giving her a little TLC and she's on medication. She had a brain tumor. Had to have an operation. She's recovering, but it's hard. And the bills are astronomical. I mean, no ordinary working person could pay these bills. Couldn't do it. So Holly would have died. But I'm lucky enough where I have the resources to do that. So now I learned that in many areas of the country, private veterinary clinics are being bought by big corporations. Like Mars, the candy people, Mars bars, Skittles, Snickers, they're buying up all of these small veterinarian hospitals. And they're jacking the prices through the roof. Because believe me, if your dog or cat or parakeet or whoever gets sick, You're not going to believe the bills. You will not believe the bills. So, off the Christy Nome thing, which I'm going to talk about in a final thought, you love your pet. Pets are healthy. Pets are part of a smart life. They enhance people's and families. They are. Okay. But if they get sick, it's tough. The website you should go to, get the pen and paper. Remember, I always say, listen to the No Spin News and a pen and paper, is PAW, P-A-W, Licy, PAW Licy, like policy, PAW Licy, L-I-C-Y, PAWLICY.com. They will give you some options on pet insurance. You got to have it. Unless you just want to shoot the dog in the head, like Governor. No, that's not nice. And I don't, I'm sorry, but what a mistake that was. But again, we'll get to that. All right, so that is Smart Life. The price increases, by the way, at Vet, have gone from an American spent $29 billion on health care for pets in 2019. That's 5 years ago, okay? Last year, they spent $38 billion, $9 billion more, only because the prices are up. And in probably inflation, but you know how it is. Okay, Delta Airlines, I've had pretty good experiences with them. They put out their most searched on the Delta website, summer international destinations. And here they are. Number one, London, England. London get a little humid in the summer, but it's cool, generally speaking. Good time to visit. Paris, France, wouldn't go there this summer with the Olympics. Oh, they're charging $3,000-$4,000 for a good hotel room in Paris. I'd stay out of there. Rome, very hot. Time to go to Rome is May and October. Athens, Greece, same thing. Unbelievably hot in the summer. Cancun, Mexico, never go. It's infiltrated by the cartels now. You're crazy if you go there. Amsterdam, Netherlands, pleasant. Take a nice river cruise from Amsterdam down to Switzerland on the Rhine. Tokyo, I get out of Tokyo maybe 1-2 days, take the bullet train up to the countryside. Kyoto, best town. Dublin, Ireland, always good to go there in the summer. Barcelona, very hot. Vancouver, Canada, nice town, a lot of drug addicts running around. Quality of life has declined there. Anyway, if you are a concierge member to BillO'Reilly.com, and of course we always encourage you to be that, life insurance policy for you. I get a lot, hundreds of queries about, I'm going here, where should I go, where should I stay, what is my itinerary? And I am happy to guide you and save you an enormous amount of money. I've been to 86 countries. Now, if you're going to ask me about, Chad, I'm not going to be of much help. But if I've been there, I'll be able to guide you. That's BillO'Reilly.com, concierge member. For this day in history, April 30th, 1789, George Washington, first inaugural address, first president, takes office. Interesting story. So after the Revolutionary War, George retired, went home to Mount Vernon, Virginia, to his huge estate, hundreds of slaves, and George is broke, had no money at all. And the overhead on Mount Vernon was through the roof. So George is always worried about money. Martha, his wife, inherited the estate, and she was the one that brought the slaves in, but they had them. So anyway, a few years later, the Congress, located in America's first capital, New York City, votes George Washington president, John Adams vice president. It wasn't a popular vote. It's just there were electors in each of the 13 colonies. They wanted Washington and Adams. They got him. So George had to come north. So he gets on his horse and he rides from Virginia to New York City. It takes him 8 days. And everywhere he goes, people are out and they're screaming and they're cheering. They love him. But he had to borrow money to make the trip, 600 pounds. They still use the British pound. Okay, so he gets there, And George was not an eloquent writer or speaker. He had a teeth problem. What do you get see about George? He opens up confronting the presidents, my new book, which will be out in September. We got so much unbelievable stuff on him. But he's a good guy, honest guy. So he takes office, and the rest, as they say, is history. And that happened 235 years ago today. I got a good mail segment. I got a final thought on Governor Noem. We'll be right back. Okay, Kevin Cheney leads off the mail segment, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town. Again, a lot of people are not putting those name and town. I can't use the letters. I can use them if I know the name and town, and you just say, use just my name or my first name or whatever. I can do that. Concierge and premium members, I can just use your first name because we know you. But if you're just writing, you got to tell me who you are. Kevin Cheney, Earliesville, Virginia. Bill, you imply this evening that President Biden has never taken a lead on any issue. Challenge your viewers to name one. Biden was the lead in driving the ill-conceived and poorly executed withdrawal from Afghanistan by U.S. troops. Number one, I never imply anything, Kevin. I say. I don't imply. That's a waste of your time, implication. Number two, the withdrawal from Afghanistan was not a policy. It was an event. Okay? We were talking about policies, problems this country has. Now, you can make a case that we had a problem in Afghanistan, but okay. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about making things better in the United States. Rich Howlier, Simpsonville, South Carolina. Biden has led on the student loan issue. That was a stunt. That was not a pressing problem for most Americans, and the Supreme Court ruled it illegal. Okay? But Biden did, and I got a couple of letters to this effect, take the lead on lowering some prescription drug prices, capping. And I should have mentioned that. That's good. Charles, I did not know Israel offered a ceasefire deal to Hamas. That's big news, and it should have been reported more widely. Certainly, this offer should have been broadcast on America's college campuses. Good job, O'Reilly. Well, that's why we're in business, okay? The progressive left media doesn't want you to know that. They don't want that. That's why you didn't hear about it. Tim McSherry, Manhattan Beach, California. Hey, Tim, I hope you're going to the Shellback Tavern, one of my favorite places when I'm out there. Howard Stern did the interview with Biden because he hates Donald Trump, despite being friends with him for years and having him on his show almost monthly. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm sure there were plenty of motivations for whatever he did. Bob Crawford, Wildwood, Florida. Hey, Bill, you are without a doubt one of the brightest men I've ever listened to. Question, is the BBC a liberal news agency? Yes. The liberal culture at the BBC is obvious in almost every broadcast. Maureen, Colin Jost is cut from the same cloth as Steve Colbert, not funny, condescending. I disagree. I think Jost is very good comic writer, and that Weekend Update, that usually is fairly humorous. Colbert, his talent escapes me totally. Elizabeth, I usually enjoy Jost on SNL. Look forward to some laughs at the correspondents' dinner. Didn't happen. Biden did a campaign speech. Jokes about Trump were far too easy. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a gang up, no doubt about it. Maurice, concierge member. So Maurice can get travel anytime he wants. Bill, they can have all the correspondents' dinners they want as long as I don't have to pay the bill. Congress should defund it. The government has no, doesn't pay for the correspondents' dinner. That's an association. You have to pay dues to it. Government has nothing to do with it. Anna, concierge member. Thank you, Anna. Stop watching the news media, including Fox. Now I get my news from the No Spin News ever since I became a concierge member because I trust you will be fair and honest. I will be. I have no reason not to be. Okay? So if you want to spin it that way. Cindy Keegan, Daytona Beach, Florida. I just started reading Killing the Witches. Love it. I visited Salem 15 years ago. And now, after reading the book, I'm going to go back. You'll see Salem in a totally different light. And those gallows are still there behind a CVS. Okay. Graduation coming up. You know, if you know somebody graduating and they're not an immediate family member, we want to give a substantial gift. Give them a self-reliance mug. Give those urchins graduating high school and college a self-reliance mug. And I go, what? Right. Come on. And these mugs and the not woke mugs, put them up there, please, are flying out of here for Mother's and Father's Day, but the graduates should get them too. All right. These are very popular for us. We got a lot of good mom and dad gifts. Please go to the BillO'Reilly.com store. Word of the day, I'm a Cretin, C-R-E-T-I-N. Interesting word, Greek, off the island of Crete. Back with Christine Noem in a moment. So here's a final thought of the day. We went over this yesterday, but I can't believe that Governor Noem put in her book, which is coming out next week, now going back, that she shot her 14-month-old wire hair terrier dead, Cricket. Was executed in a gravel pit by the governor. Why would you put that in a book? I mean, I'm stunned. The book process goes through rewrites, editing, publishers look at it. If she has an agent, he or she should have looked at it. If she has anybody advising her, they should have looked at the manuscript. Well, I don't know, Governor, killing a dog, I don't know. It doesn't matter if it was justified or what. Americans are not going to delve into the story. They're going to go, whoa. So this is one of the biggest political mistakes I've ever seen. Here's what they said on Fox. Go.
I have four rescues, and I have a puppy. I got to tell you, you know, what she's done is she's sabotaged herself, whether or not it was to, you know, buttress what was coming down the road. But she also managed to unite the right and the left.
Well, not exactly. Here's MSNBC.
I'm tough. Right. I'm mean.
I'm murder.
I'm an SOB. I'll even kill a little puppy if... it gets in my way. I mean, I think that's the sickest part of this, that Donald Trump's Republican Party and the grotesqueness of the conservative movements.
So Trump and the conservatives did it. Is that, I mean, really, if do you watch, only a million people watch that show. I mean, on MSNBC, that's like, yay, but that's all. But I'm going, so Trump and the conservatives are responsible for little crickets getting shot in the head. I mean, I hate to laugh about it, but I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say anymore. But I'll continue blabbing. And we are very glad you have joined us tonight for the No Spin News. I'm Bill O'Reilly. We'll see you again tomorrow.